Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning. We're glad you're here.
We are indeed.
Always glad you're here.
But Dr. Umat is not here.
She is not here. Just Dr. Jerry Mixon and myself, which means you get to answer all of the questions.
That's right.
I'll just answer the hellos and welcome to the show. How about that?
Sounds okay with me.
None of the medical. That's your department. Well, I actually had a little bit of time in Florida, which was hot and not as humid as I was expecting. Pleasantly surprised there. We kept going outside going, wow, we're not sweating yet. And we've been outside for a whole minute. Yeah. And, but the last couple days did get very hot.
Well, wait till July.
No, won't go in July.
July and August. You walk out the door in Florida in July and August, and
it feels like
somebody is waterboarding you.
Yes.
Hot, wet towel and slap it over your face.
Oh, boy. Yes. No, glad to be back in the Pacific Northwest. But while I was there, a few times my husband kept saying, oh, wow, this heat is just taking everything out of me. I think I need a Coca-Cola or a Mountain Dew to boost my energy. And I'm like, no, you don't. And I felt like I was a commercial for your Relief Factor, Go Factor, because I always have the green bottle in my purse, ready to go. And sure enough, I gave my hubby a good dose there. And within a half hour, he's like, whoa, I can tell a difference.
Yes,
I feel good. And that was his reaction. And so I used that a couple times on him.
You gave him two or three at a time?
I gave him three because I figured he's a big guy he's tall. So he needs lots of dosage. I just do two for me. And that's just enough let's go. Let's be ready to go.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Go Factor is basically it's taurine, a big whack of B vitamins, and a little bit of caffeine.
Uh-huh.
When I developed that one, what I started with was I looked at the five-hour energy formula.
Okay.
Which has lots and lots of caffeine.
Yes.
And so I cut the caffeine down so people wouldn't be so jittery. I kept the B vitamins, and then I used the taurine as the base, which is an amino acid that is critical for energy production. And it turns out I put it in pills rather than a drink.
Okay.
So if you're a small woman who doesn't use caffeine, doesn't need much of a hit, you take one.
Just one.
And if you're a more moderate-sized person, you take two. And if you're a big guy like me, you take three.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, college students are going to take five.
You
can't fix young and stupid. You know, young and stupid just is. But the idea was to give people something that would – give them an energy pickup without giving them the jitters and the anxiety
that
five-hour energy often did. And so, of course, it's adjustable dose being in one, two, or three pills. So, yeah, it's a nice product.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, not one that's, I think, a month supply for most people is about $30.
Yep, it's so perfect. Yeah. And some days you need it, some days you don't.
That's right, yeah.
So, yeah, and that's how I use it. But it's just one of your factors. And if you didn't know, Dr. Mixon is the inventor and the guy that brought us Relief Factor. And now you've been working on other ones. Could you kind of give us a little spiel of what to be looking for later this summer?
Okay, well, I mean, you've already got the Relief Factor, the Z Factor, which is basically a sleep aid. Zen factor, which is to make you just mellow and relax, but not sleepy. And then, of course, go factor is to get you going. But we've got a couple of new ones that we'll be bringing out. One that should be available in the next 2 to 3 months, we call Think Factor. And that one is because our brain is functioning at its fastest when we're in our late teens. 17, 18-year-olds think faster than they ever will at any other point in their life. Unfortunately, they also have very poor impulse control, and they have no experience in life, so they do a lot of stupid things. They very quickly get themselves into trouble. But our brain function changes throughout life, and somewhere in our late 20s to early 30s, we find that our speed of processing is slowing down, and our executive functions, our memory processing also start to wane a bit. And by 40, if you do study, you can show that the vast majority of 40-year-olds have real memory deficits compared to when they were 20. And that's a perfectly normal, we call it age-related cognitive decline. Our brain function slows down as we age. Now, on the other hand, we compensate for that to some degree with experience. Instead of trying to solve problems from scratch, we have lived long enough that we have a repertoire of behaviors and responses. And so when we experience something that is similar to something we've experienced before, we have a memory of how we handled it. And so we start substituting experience for problem solving. But what I want to do is to enhance our cognition so that we have both experience and improved memory and speed of processing. And so I've put together the literature, three things, acetylcholine, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which affect the brain function in very different ways. And it's not an overnight. It's not like the go factor where you take it and in 30 minutes you're going. It takes about 3 months for the acetylcholine to start raising the acetylcholine levels in your brain so that you start thinking a bit faster, your memory improves, your situational awareness improves. And then within 6 months, the lutein zeaxanthin is kicking in, and that improves other aspects of your cognition. So you need to take it 6 months to a year. But here's the difference, I guess, we're going to do from a marketing standpoint. It's the only cognitive supplement around that we're willing to actually prove objectively that it works.
Ooh.
Now, this is not for people that are demented. It's not to fix dementia. It doesn't work for dementia. But what it does is for the normal age-related decline that comes with aging, it's very, very good for. If you want the proof that it works, I've arranged basically with a third-party cognitive testing company that will test you at the beginning for $20. That's all it takes, $20 in about 15 minutes. They can actually give you a test to prove that you're normal now, normal for your age.
For your age, okay.
And then if you use it for 6 months straight, I'll pay for the second test to show that indeed your cognition has improved.
Oh.
Okay, so we have to have your baseline and then where you are 6 months later. If we can prove that your cognition has improved on the supplement, you should take it the rest of your life. If it did not improve, you should quit. Pretty simple.
There you go.
Yeah. And so, you know, everything else that they say, take this, take that, use this. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got one out there that swears you'll make you as smart as a jellyfish. Who the hell wants to be smart as a jellyfish?
You can see right through their brain.
They don't have a brain.
They don't have one, yes.
They have a distributed nervous system. So I've always wondered about that marketing. This is a protein found in jellyfish. Why don't you take it too? You know, what? Yeah. Instead of depending on placebo effects, so you take it and you think you're getting better, we want people to take it and know they're getting better. So, yeah, I think we're the only company out there that's actually arranged to have your cognitive test taken in the beginning and 6 months later.
There you go. That way you can see it.
You can see it and you can prove not that we say so, but a third party, totally independent of us, that will certify, will actually test your cognition and see if it's helping or not.
Awesome. And the name of this one?
Will be Think Factor.
Think Factor.
It's not on the market yet.
Not yet.
It's being manufactured now. It'll probably be out within the next 2 months or so.
Wonderful. We'll be looking for that too. And I know you've been working, you were inspired by your daughter to do something for kids to get them perky and thinking and get their minds rolling and going.
That's one that probably won't be out until the end of the year.
Okay.
But yes, I'm looking at doing the sorts of things we did for my daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, and intelligence is important to me. Mm-hmm. So when my wife and I decided to have a baby, I decided to do everything I could to give the kid the best brain I possibly could. And mostly, of course, I just picked the right wife to have it with because she's far smarter than I am. But we got a kid who we don't really know where she is because she's in the top – somewhere in the top 2% of the country.
Okay.
When we wanted to send her to first grade, the school we wanted to send her to only educates kids – in the top 2-3%. And so they require that you go take an IQ test for your kid before they consider signing you up for the school.
Wow.
So we took her to a psychologist who ran her IQ testing. And at the end of the test, it was kind of funny. He came out and he said, well, I can tell you that she's somewhere in the top 2%, maybe the top 1%. We don't know for sure. Because some of the answers she could only answer in Chinese, and my Chinese is not good.
Oh.
Because Chinese was her, Mandarin is her first language.
Okay.
So, you know, English is her second language, and now she's doing Spanish. And someday I want to get her learning German. But anyway.
Wow.
So I basically have always wanted smart kids around us. And let's face it, this country could use some smarter kids.
Yes, please.
And so I've come up with a formulation that's got a good peer-reviewed study that was just published in February of this year that shows that there are some simple interventions, two things you can put in a supplement that will increase the memory and the cognitive processing in 9 different aspects of brain function within 6 months.
Wow.
So once more, the kid needs to have it for at least 6 months before the test will show it. But I think we can do that. And there's no reason that we should have dumb kids if we can give them a simple supplement.
There you go.
Each day, and it's going to be a gummy.
Perfect.
A fruit-flavored gummy to make your kids or your grandkids, your great-grandkids smarter.
Yep. Keep their brain firing on all cylinders, as they say. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and you can call and be part of the show. We're going to take your phone calls in just a moment. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back with Bonnie in just a moment. Stay right there. Grapevine.
Yes.
A little Marvin Gaye on your Saturday morning.
It makes losing your mind sound kind of happy, doesn't it?
Yes, when you've heard it through the grapevine.
Very, very cheap about losing your mind.
All I can think of are the dancing raisins from that commercial.
I know. Isn't it? Yeah.
Way back in the day. Oh, hi there. Good morning. I'm Lynette Morgan, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. You're tuned in to Leading Edge Medicine, and let me give you that phone number to call with your questions this morning. It's 206-421-5757. We're going to head to Edmonds. Bonnie is on the line with a question for you, Dr. Mixon. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hi. Good morning. It's been a while since I've called in.
Yes. Well, time I hear your name, of course, the thing that flashes into my head is, my Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Yes. Yes.
How can I help you today, Bonnie?
Okay. Well, first off, a little side note. You had a gentleman come and install some window treatments in your new office?
Yes.
That was my son.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, he was a very nice gentleman.
Oh.
He did.
Yes, and he came.
Did a great
came
job.
Home that night and called me. Yeah, he called me and said, guess who I installed lines for today?
Oh, I love that.
And when he said Kirkland, I said Dr. Mixon.
Yes, and they are beautiful blinds. These are some really fancy things that they gave me a remote control, but also a function on my phone.
Oh, wow.
So I can open and close or partly open or cantilever and let in as much light as I want or as little as I want. It's really kind of nice.
Love that.
Cool. Well, congratulations to your son. He did a great job.
Very good.
Okay, I'll tell him.
All right.
Yes, Jim. Okay, so anyway, I think I'll start off. I have a few questions here. Minoxidil.
Minoxidil.
Now, okay. I went to Costco and bought, the men's strength. Is
that's
that
the right
okay?
One. It's the right one. Yeah, the FDA approved a 5% for men and a 2% for women. But the 2% for women doesn't work very well. And the 5% is what I give everybody, male and female.
Perfect. Well, I held off till I could talk to you about it. Okay.
But now they make a liquid, which is kind of greasy, that most women don't like. But then they have a compressed canister that actually puts out a water-soluble foam.
Mm.
And you just spray that on your head and rub it in. And within about 10 or 15 minutes, it disappears. It's dry and doesn't make your hair sticky. And that's the form I like best for women because they'll use it. No woman I know wants greasy hair.
No.
Yeah, okay. All right. So my next question is, I ran out of my hormone cream. I get a 3-month supply.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had gone to a naturopath here in Edmonds, and she was going to prescribe it for me, but my insurance won't cover her.
Uh-huh.
So she looked at my my levels, and she said she can't honestly recommend me using that same prescription because she said the testosterone was at 3. And she said, that's way too high. She says, the most I've ever given women is 1.5. And I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yes.
Is 3 too high?
No, it's not. In fact, a young woman, again, it depends on the lab values you're using.
Right.
But if we're talking about nanograms per deciliter, the healthy levels of total testosterone in an 18-year-old or 20-year-old girl is 75 to 80 nanograms per deciliter. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And for a free testosterone, you know, would be about 2% of that. So, you know, you're down 3 to 5 sorts of nanograms per deciliter as a free testosterone. I don't get all that excited. The levels that we're talking about are healthy levels for a young woman. They give you thicker bones, more drive, more ambition, less stress tolerance or less stress, less anxiety. They lower your risk of breast cancer dramatically. They increase your cardiac function. They lower your risk of heart attacks and strokes. If you're preventing osteoporosis, depression, fatigue, anxiety, breast cancer and heart failure, why do you want lower levels?
Yeah,
exactly.
And you're feeling good.
Well, yes. Okay. Well, that answers my question. Okay. So then I want to ask about biotin because I was taking that, hair, nail and skin treatment from Costco.
Uh-huh.
What levels of biotin could I take extra with that, or should I just?
Well, you can. Although biotin is kind of interesting in that it helps your hair, your skin, and your nails. But if your levels are high, then it actually interferes with your thyroid testing. And so your thyroid tests will come about kind of skittywampus. So I'm suggesting to people that before you take your thyroid blood tests, you should skip your biotin for several days, even a week.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Okay. All right. So The other question I have is I've been taking melatonin, and I ran out, and I thought, you know, I'm not going to get any more until I talk to Dr. Mixon. If I do it every other night, is that okay? I'd heard that it suppresses your own melatonin levels or production.
Sure it does. Although most people by your age are not making it anywhere near enough anyway. So,
right.
You know, do you want to take, you want to have not nearly enough or a little bit less of not nearly enough? The reality is if you're taking your melatonin, you're getting plenty of it. It's an innocuous drug and it's got a lot of benefits. Melatonin actually is an anti-cancer drug. Okay. It enhances your immune response. It allows your immune system to better able to find and kill cancer cells. It impacts your hypothalamus so that you actually increase your growth hormone releasing hormone so that your pituitary will make more growth hormone so you heal and repair and grow tissue more efficiently. The question is, how much melatonin do you tolerate? For instance, when you buy it over the counter, you get anywhere from 1/4 of a milligram to 3 milligrams. Anywhere in that range. But what the oncologists, the people that are treating, are using melatonin to help fight cancers, they're giving 20 to 25 milligrams 3 times a day.
Okay.
So, you know, 1/4 milligram versus 20 milligrams.
Mm. Yeah. My container says 5 milligrams.
Yeah, and that's a good, healthy dose. You know, I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm nearly 200 pounds. And, you know, mostly lean and in muscle, but I use 10 milligrams a night.
Of melatonin. Melatonin. Okay.
Yeah. And the melatonin, and that's because there's studies that show that when you get your melatonin level up to about 10 milligrams a day, you double the amount of growth hormone that your own pituitary produces. And since I like to heal and grow and repair new tissue, I want to keep my level at 10 milligrams or more. The downside, though, if you push your melatonin too high, is that it can actually make your dreams so vivid that they disrupt your sleep.
Mm.
And so, you know, some people get really great dreams and some people get nightmares if their melatonin is too high. Now, I don't think I've had a nightmare in decades. So
just vivid dreams.
Vivid dreams. And I am a vivid, in-color, enthusiastic dreamer at night.
I bet. Okay, my last question is about lithium. I was taking that, and I had run out before I got bought some more. I wanted to ask you about it.
Okay. Well, and I presume you're talking about relatively modest doses of lithium, 2-3 milligrams a day? Yes, okay. You know, lithium is kind of interesting because it has a great many benefits in the brain, in mood, our psychological profile. Depressions are very rare in lithium users. I encourage, especially older people tend to get more morose, less and less enthusiasm about life as they age. And so,
I know.
Yeah. And so a little extra lithium, a little extra testosterone is always a good thing in older men and women.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You answered all my questions for today. I'll get back to you when I have some more.
All right. That's what I'm here for.
All right.
And we do appreciate you all.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call, Bonnie.
Thank you. Right,
you're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We love taking your calls, talking about your health, some symptoms that you're having as we're all aging. If you have a question for Dr. Jerry Mixon, right now is the time to call at 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We're going to talk about testosterone with Phyllis in just a moment. Okay. We'll continue on that topic. Stay right there. We'll be back.
I'm picking up vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up. She's
We're back. Leading Edge Medicine continues on this Saturday morning. We are live in the studio. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon here to answer the questions.
You know, I love this song.
I do too. The good. Beach Boys.
Maybe we should make this our theme song for the Longevity Medical Clinic, you know? Come on in for good.
Let's call the boys. Call Brian and the boys and
see if they'll come on in.
There you go.
Have them singing in the lobby for us.
That would be awesome. Okay. We have Phyllis in Lake City wanting to talk a little bit more about testosterone. Okay. Hi there, Phyllis. Good morning. Welcome.
Hello, Phyllis. How can I help?
Good morning. Thank you for the welcome. I have one question. Mm-hmm. In a former radio program, you mentioned that there were about five recent studies that show that older women indeed should be getting testosterone. Mm-hmm. How do I access those studies? I would like to have them.
Okay. Well, of course, for our patients, they just talk to their doctor, and the doctor gives them copies of all the studies they want. For non-patients.
Oh, I am a patient, by the way, yes.
Oh, wonderful, okay, Phyllis.
Well, if you're a patient.
Well, that's what saved me. My Medicare doctor slashed my testosterone in half. And
shame on him.
That's what got me to longevity.
Yeah.
Saved my life.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I can tell when I'm off it. It's like, oh, what a difference.
Yes, yeah.
No, that was a her and a him.
Okay.
Because I went for a second opinion.
Uh-huh.
One backed up the other, that's all.
Yes.
There was no way they were right.
No. Well, the reality is that they're doing what is the usual and customary, what is normally done.
Yes.
And so here's my little aphorism about medical doctors as a group, okay? Physicians kind of conceptualize themselves as a herd of herbivores out on the plain being circled by predators with law degrees, waiting to pick them off. And so everybody wants to get in the middle of the herd and do exactly what everybody else is doing so the lawyers don't get to eat them. Okay.
That is a very apt description.
Yeah. Yes, very.
and so that's a fine way to stay out of court, is if you do what all the other doctors are doing. But that's not how you give cutting-edge medicine. That's not how you do the best and the newest, because the best and the newest, by definition, is going to be a real small minority of the herd. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tend to be out on the leading edge. We tend to be 15 or 20 years ahead of our colleagues on things like this. And so things I was doing 25 years ago, lots of doctors are now starting to do. And the stuff I'm doing now, they'll get around to in another 20 or 25 years. But I can't wait that long. And, judging from your voice, you're a lady of some mature years, and you don't want to wait that long either. So
I'm 90 years old, like that former lady who called in this morning.
Yeah. So at 90, you don't have another 25 years to wait to get the best care. You need it now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. I give copies of all these cutting edge papers to my doctors, and they can print them out for you or send them to you by email as PDFs. For those of you out there that really want to get the newest stuff, you go to a government website called PubMed, PubMed.com. That actually will then forward you to the National Institute of Health database, and you put into the search terms what you're looking for. And, it'd be testosterone, women, breast cancer, testosterone, women, osteoporosis, testosterone, women, anxiety, yada, 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 skin, healing, whatever. And they'll pull up the papers for you. But for our patients, it's simpler. You ask the doctor, they go to my file, they click, click, click on three or four or half a dozen papers you want, say print, they
ta-da.
Zip them out and hand them to you when you leave.
Great. Okay. I'll do that. Thank you.
That should be perfect for you, Phyllis.
Well, thank you for saving my life. longevity.
You're welcome, fellas. We're always happy to help. In fact, you know, it's, I have for decades felt that we have things a little bit backwards in this company, this country, when it comes to economics. For some reason, the American ethos tends to be that the new American dream is to get rich by doing nothing. You buy a lottery ticket, you know, and all of a sudden somebody drops $100 million on you for your dollar investment. And if you can't win the lottery, the next best thing is to do something, quote, romantic, like being a gambler. Yeah. Or, you know, you can make millions of dollars singing and dancing and entertaining and pretending. You know, actors pretend to be brave, pretend to be smart, pretend to be resourceful, pretend to be romantic. They make their life pretending to be things they're not, and they're paid tens of millions of dollars a year for pretending. But for some reason, when it comes to actually business people who make their money by giving you things that you're willing to pay for, they have a product you want, and you pay them and they give you the product, a fair exchange, they're considered to be somehow shady. Hmm. You shouldn't actually give people things they want in exchange for money. That's somehow considered to be a little on the sleazy side. And God forbid you actually make a living doing good things for people.
Hmm.
You know? If you're a doctor, if you're a psychiatrist, if you're a dentist, if you're somebody who's doing things to help people, then virtue is supposed to be its own reward. And somehow it's immoral to make your living doing good things for other people. And I think that's absolutely backwards. Mm. You know, I think that to make your living helping other people should be the most rewarded things in our society. To give people
Agreed.
A fair exchange
yes.
should be in the middle. And there's no reason people singing and dancing are worth tens of millions of dollars a year. It's just crazy because people have sung and danced for time immemorial, always have, always will, whether they're paid to do it or not. So I am one of those people that is privileged to be allowed to make a good living helping tens of thousands of people every year of my life. And I love it.
Yes, you do.
It's so much fun. So.
Yep. Proof is in the you're here every Saturday morning.
Yep.
Yeah. Saturday morning. Phyllis, thank you for your call and your encouragement, too. We're glad you're here, and we're glad you're a member of Longevity.
That's right. Every other 90-year-old in the country should join you.
That's right. In fact, right now would be a great time to talk about longevity. Of course, the sponsors of our show, Leading Edge Medicine, been going on strong, coming up 26 years.
26 years.
Wow.
Started this in 1998, and here
yes.
we are.
And you're still here? Wow, still here doing good for so many people and offering that free health analysis appointment. And one of the reasons you do that, I know Dr. Mixon, because you and Dr. Umat, you have a passion for helping people and you want to let them know, hey, come on in. Let's show you what we can do for you and what risks you're at by these couple of tests we do for you for free.
We do not believe that as you get older, you should necessarily get slower, fatter, weaker, dumber, and sexless. That's just not much fun, you know. And so I want people who have lived long enough to have some experience in life to have a joy-filled, exuberant life. I want you out singing and dancing and running like the wind and having a lot of fun. And it's a lot easier to do that when you're strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy.
There you go.
And that's the goal of Longevity Medical Clinic. So I want you to come on in. Let us do a couple of very basic tests that will at least give us a rough idea of what your risk factors are. And then if you, like most people over 50, have significant risk, then we'd like you to go ahead and take the full panel. That one is just under $600. Mm-hmm. But for that, you get about $2,500 worth of lab work, and you get an hour with one of my doctors to sit down and go over all that lab and figure out what it is we can do to help you be stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier. And have a long, robust, joy-filled life. And, you know, at that point, you can decide you want to be a patient and you really want that for your future, or you're perfectly happy getting slower, fatter, weaker, dumber, and sexless every year of your life. And if that's your goal, you don't need us.
No, no, but we want you to come in. We want to meet you and have you see our beautiful clinics. We have three locations. There's got to be one near you in Linwood, Tacoma, or our newest in Kirkland. Here's that number to call to make your appointment for that free health analysis. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go online to our website and schedule there. Whatever day and time works best for you. LMClinic.com. Yeah, LMClinic.com. We'll be right back and we'll be talking with Ben in just a moment. Stay right there.
And in my heart, you'll always stay forever young, forever young, forever young, forever young. May good fortune be with you, may your guiding light be strong.
1,000 spirits.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Hey, we're back. Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon. I'm his co-host today, Lynette, in the studio. We are live taking your questions at 206-421-5757 each Saturday morning at this time. We're staying right here in the Seattle area. Ben on the line. Hi there. Welcome, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. Say, Dr. Mixon, I had called about this before, but it was a day that you were not in, and I'm interested in your thoughts. I'll give you some background. I will have an appointment with Dr. Nelson. I am in my mid-60s. Uh-huh. I have been a runner for the last 20 years or so, and I've run about 50,000 miles during that period of time. So I very much love running. Uh-huh. I was intrigued by your story about the ski accident that you had and the repair to your hip.
Yep.
I had a car accident a couple years ago, and it was a very traumatic car accident, and I don't know if it's related. But I went to the doctor, primary care doctor. They did an X-ray of my hip, and I was diagnosed with avascular necrosis. Mm-hmm. However, with respect to that, there's no articular flattening and the joint space is preserved.
Good.
So I would think with regard to staging, it's in the one or two area. I don't know. Dr. Nelson will probably do an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
But I love jogging. I love the running. I do very much the same thing you do every morning, 3 to 5 mm-hmm. miles on the trails. I've been doing this for over 20 years in places like Discovery Park, Point Defiance, all the beautiful places that you can think of.
Sure.
And it's like a death sentence to me for that to be taken away.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, if he decides to put stem cells and PRP in that hip, it probably won't help the avascular component. The question is, why did you lose the blood supply to part of that hip? That's the question. For the listeners out there, avascular necrosis is where something dies because the blood supply has been interrupted. In my hip, it was because of the type of hip fracture I had. It was a subcapital fracture where I actually broke the ball at the top of the hip off. And in doing that, it twists and displaces and can interrupt the blood supply. And so part of that round ball at the top of my hip actually died and changed shape. And then that irregular rubbing was triggering arthritic changes. And so Dr. Nelson went in and put in stem cells out. He took stem cells out of my hip bone and injected it into that joint, and along with some PRP, and it decreased the inflammation, it triggered healing and repair. Still have a somewhat misshapen hip. You know, the bone did not recover, but the cartilage regrew to the point that I had a lot less pain, and then they went back in 6 months or so and did it a second time, and now I have zero pain at all and full function in that hip. So, you know, it, at least in my case, while it took two injections instead of his customary one, it gave me wonderful relief, and it was worth every penny I paid. You know, obviously, nothing done to or by humans is perfect, and so the response I got is not necessarily the response anyone else will get. But I'm just delighted with what he was able to do for my hip. So hopefully you'll be as lucky.
Yes. Does that conceivably slow down the progression of the AVN?
Well, I mean, hopefully whatever interrupted that blood supply, that process, it may still be there. I mean, I don't know if you had a thrombosis. Did you form a clot in part of one of the vessels? You know, if which case by now the clot is resolved and, you know, blood supply hopefully has returned and you're no longer going to have a progressive condition. But there are people that just have atherosclerotic changes in their arteries. And over time, they get less and less blood supply. It's kind of like angina for the heart, only it's happening in the joint. And the joint that is most commonly affected by this is indeed the hip. Now, it's not a lot. It's fairly rare. It's only about 2,000 cases per year that of aseptic necrosis of the hip, unless it's accompanied by trauma like mine was. Whether your auto accident had something to do with it or not, you know, if you jammed your femur up against the acetabulum really, really hard and maybe damaged some of the blood vessels, maybe that accounted for it. But, you know, my question is always, why have you lost the blood supply there? I know why I lost mine.
Could it have been as a result of real hard running?
Not likely.
Fast. I mean,
possible. But, yeah, you know, usually micro trauma from exercise preserves function in the joints. It's a misnomer for people to say, well, I wore my joint out in running. Sedentary people have a lot more joint disease than people who use them heavily. You know, statistically, someone who sits around and spends their life on a computer or watching TV or walking gently has more hip and knee problems than the person that uses them aggressively, because the micro trauma actually stimulates growth and healing and repair. So, you know, generally runners like you, and I, you know, judging from your age, you are a man of significantly mature years. You are not a kid by any means.
No.
So, you know, so my guess is that you've been running a long, long time, and my goal is to keep you using that hip as fast and far as you can for as long as you can in life. So I think going to see Dan is a great idea. You know, he'll evaluate what he thinks he can and can't do for you, but I'm going to bet that a year from now you've got a much better hip than you've got today.
Excellent. I also think that, you know, you've discussed the benefits of tadalafil from various perspectives, but I
yes.
also think that having a low dose regime with regard to tadalafil uh-huh. is beneficial even for things like keeping the blood flowing in
yes.
all areas of the body.
Absolutely, yes. Tadalafil is a vasodilator. It increases the amount of nitric oxide in your system. And so it increases the blood supply to your brain, to your heart, your lungs, your joints, your muscles, your skin. Yes, I mean, we use it traditionally to increase the blood supply to your genitals so you can have an erection. But that's the least of what it does. That's only one tiny part of what tadalafil does. And so, yes, I use it every day. And, you know, and I give it to our women, too, because women don't have a penis, but they've got a brain, they got heart, lungs, skin, muscles, joints, you know, and it slows the growth of a wide variety of cancers, solid tumors. So, you know, women have all those things they need to benefit from tadalafil. So I